This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein. Xavier Cortada is asking, what is Miami's artistic response to the crisis of our time? The crisis he's talking about is sea level rise. Cortada grew up in Miami, and he wants his art to help save his home. Right now, he's working on creating an underwater homeowners association. His focus on sea level rise started 12 years ago with a two-week trip, making art in Antarctica alongside scientists researching the melting ice.
It took them a lot to get their equipment there. It took me a lot to get my paints there. And then we had to worry about the paints not freezing. Like, everything was an ordeal. So to understand that commitment to their work resonated with someone who has such a profound commitment to his craft. And to understand all the effort involved in trying to find truth was to me a very important eye-opener.
Cortada created a mural that's still in the mess hall at McMurdo Station, the U.S. Research Center in Antarctica. And he got the scientists to bring him ice samples from their research.
Right across from my studio, there was this window, and I was looking into transantarctic mountains. And in my hand, I had sediments from the valleys beyond those mountains that the scientists flew in by helicopter. And I had ice samples. The very medium that made those mountains is in my hand, so I decided to just use them, put them on a piece of paper, and add some pigment to it, and just let them melt. So these pieces I created were melted ice on paper. And these watercolors, to me, were the precursor of the horrors to come. If you look at them, they look like almost like satellite images of portions of Antarctica.
Over 2 weeks, Cortada created about 100 of those paintings.
I went there in our winter, their summer, so it's always daylight. So I was on, and that's where I was immersed. But it was also meaningful because it's from the very ice sheet melting, falling into the ocean, and raising our sea levels across every coastline, including my home, the only place I've ever called home.
60 of those paintings will be on display in November at Pinecrest Gardens. Cortada's now artist in residence there, and he's still thinking about the idea of home and sea level rise.
There is something more menacing than having a neighbor with a bright lime green coat of paint on their home, and that is an ocean.
His new project is the Underwater Homeowners Association. It's a partnership with the village of Pinecrest. 6,000 households have been invited to put up these markers, yard signs that show their homes' elevations. The signs are printed with Cortada's ice paintings.
The important part isn't creating the marker. The important part is having citizens proactively decide that they're going to put a marker in their home. It's an art project, but the art making is the community making. I would be happiest if the homeowners are a thriving, nonprofit group with highly contested elections and all the good, but also all the pettiness that you see in any homeowners group. Just to have that kind of engaged, robust group of citizens creating task forces on drinking water and transportation and investments and property maintenance. It's to have that kind of robust engagement is only going to make those people that we elect more accountable, because they can't sugarcoat the issue. They can't just fake it.
The yard signs go up during the week of Art Basel in December. In the first meeting of the Underwater Homeowners Association, there is actually a real live meeting for this, is set for January 9th. This interview is part of The Invading Sea, a collaboration among WLRN, the Miami Herald, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and the Palm Beach Post. You can find more information at theinvadingsea.com. This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein.